Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
The hell are you?
I'm okay, Matthew.
I thought you were dead. I didn't see you over the weekend. If you weren't here, I was going to report you missing to the guards. Listen,
I didn't go out. I thought you had a couple of days walk on the building site.
Now, I told you not to be using that word, my presence, Mac. Work. Your work is only for fools.
Put the kettle down there, look, if you want a cup.
Tea. To make me sick. 'Tis a hair of the dog I want. I'd have feed it three to weekend. I'm in bits. I'm sure I must have got a bad point. Lad, I'm dying this morning. Hey, you got a budgie?
Yeah, we got it for Siobhan's birthday. Yeah, she was begging me all week about it.
Budgies, you know, are great company.
So how the hell would you know?
I suppose there. Is it a boy or a girl?
Yeah, a budgie's a budgie. Just how the hell would I know what it is?
All right, I was only asking. I think you can tell me the colour of their beak.
Yeah, well, no, so enough if it lays a few eggs.
What you call it?
Neve called it Joy.
Oh, that's original. Yeah, Joy! Joy! I think Joy's hungry.
How can you tell?
She's very nice, eh?
Yeah, I wouldn't blame her with the smell off your breath. Would you get away from the cage or you'll kill her?
I still say she's hungry.
Yeah, Neve will feed her when she comes in from school.
Yeah, she won't last long with your run cats next door. Here, I'll have a cup of tea. What about yourself?
Yeah, no, I'm only just after one.
Lord Mac, the pub was packed over the weekend.
Yeah?
You'd think it was Sunday morning every day now.
My gosh.
God, it's a great little country, this. Sure. It's only a pity we have to work.
Yeah, what do you know about work? Huh?
Come on now, that's different.
Yeah.
I'm retired.
Retired? You've always been retired.
Well, we've Charlie Hoy to thank for that. Thank God for Charlie Hoy, that's all I can say. All the pubs, sure, they're all full of women nowadays. Sure, they're drinking more than the men, Mac. They're turning into alcoholics. Thank God. Mac, you can tell me to mind my own business, but... You haven't been yourself lately. You seem to be miles away.
Am I?
Are you okay?
You didn't come here to see if I was okay.
And a friend in need is a friend indeed.
What do you mean by that, huh?
To be honest, I don't know, but that's what they say. You having a cope?
No, thanks, no. But Massey, you're right. I haven't been myself lately. Look, I don't want you to tell anyone.
My lips are sealed. Will go to the grave with me.
Well, look, Massey, last week when I was taking the rubbish out to the bin, this thing was sticking out of the plastic bag. It was one of those, you know, those pregnancy tester things.
A what?
You know, they're on the telly. It turns blue if you're pregnant.
Oh, God almighty! I've heard it all now.
I think Neve's pregnant, Massey. And I've had my suspicions with a while. She'd been acting very strange lately.
She couldn't be pregnant. She's still at school. How old is she?
She's only 15.
Oh, maybe this is the immaculate contraception.
That's not funny, Massey. I wouldn't expect you to understand anything. You don't have any children.
I don't know of any. But look, I suppose you're right. I didn't mean any harm. Did you say enter?
What can I say?
I don't know. But sure, it might make you feel better if you got it off your chest. Do you say it to anyone?
No, Massey, you're the first.
Not even Sheila? God, Matt, you'd better let Sheila know.
I know, I will when I feel the time is right. Anyway, what did you come to see me for?
Oh, yes. Listen, how you fix for the score. Make me throat is as dry as a desert.
I might have known it wasn't to see who I was, huh?
I know that too.
Yeah, here. When will you give it back?
Next payday.
Yeah, but Massey, you don't have a payday.
But you do.
Hiya, Sheila. How are you?
Sure, I'm good.
busy looking after everyone.
Isn't the weather great?
Oh, tis beautiful.
The forecast said it would be raining.
Oh, look, you can't trust the forecast.
How is Mac?
The same. Sure, nothing bothers him.
And the kids?
Ah, sure. Pat can't wait to move out, and he's only 17. Niamh is a young woman now. And our baby...
I'm not a baby.
Oh, well, she's not a baby anymore. But anyway, she tries to run the house.
Sure, we only have the loan of them and then they're gone. We must have... Oh, I better go. Here comes the old radio. We must have a coffee sometime.
We will.
Mrs. Mac.
Mrs. Murphy.
You wouldn't want to be sensitive. But that one, she left because she saw me coming.
Oh, no, no. She was leaving anyway.
If she knew what I know about her, she wouldn't be all that high and mighty. Oh, what a morning I've had. Did you ever have one of those mornings where nothing ever goes right for you?
Oh, for God's sake, I've had many of them.
I was grand until the coalman came looking for his money. I couldn't find my purse.
Oh.
I don't mind mislaying something so long as I can find it. Anyway, but the bill was €45, so I gave him 50. You should see my coalman, you'd laugh at the way he goes on. He doesn't walk and he doesn't run. He goes something like this. He wasn't born that way. It's just the way he walks. He gave me €3 change, I thought. I didn't notice it until I got into the house. I dropped everything. If there's one thing I hate is being left short.
Oh, yeah.
Off at my house got and off up the road after him. When I caught up with him, I could have wrung his neck. He's only a squirt of a thing. He persuaded me black and blue that he gave me €5. You know the way they carry on. I still had the money firmly gripped in my hand, so I gave it out to him to count. And as I stand here, that I may be struck dead. Jeez, didn't he count out €5?
Oh!
I had the wrong glasses on. I made an awful idiot of myself.
Oh, sure, here, look, will we go away and have a cup of tea somewhere?
Ma'am, I'm hungry.
You're not getting anything before your dinner.
Can I have an ice cream?
Oh, we'll see.
Do you see your one over there, across the road?
Where?
Don't look, she can't. She's looking in the window. Look, now.
I don't know her.
She had nothing until she married some rich farmer out there in Knockanore. Her nose is so high up in the air, you can see her brains up her nostrils. I can tell you it wasn't with her brains she caught your man. She has none.
Shh, will you, or she'll hear you.
Do you know what she does? She buys her groceries in the cheapest supermarket. Then puts it into one of those designer bags. Huh. So everyone thinks she shops in one of those upmarket places. Huh. All four and no knickers. By the way, how's Mac?
You're the second person to ask me that this morning. Sure, he's good. I mean, you know, like everyone else, he's a bit anxious and worried about what the future has in store.
It's just that he doesn't seem to be himself lately. Oh my God, is that the time? I've no time to talk. I'm taking over in the adoration chapel in 10 minutes. God bless.
God bless.
Ah, is that you, Niamh?
Yeah, it's me.
You're late.
I've spoken to the girls.
All right, yeah. I have some soup down there for you.
Oh, Dad, be with you in a minute.
Right, love.
Dad?
Yeah?
Did you see the telephone directory? You know the one, the small one for just the Yall area?
Sure, the only place that can be is next to the phone.
Ah, I've got it. Thanks.
All right.
Hello?
Dr. Roach?
Yes.
This is Niamh McCarthy of 23 Harbour View.
Ah, hello, Niamh. How are you?
I'm okay. I want to talk to you about something.
Is everything all right? Talk away. I'm not busy.
I'd like to talk to you in person, please.
Okay. When can you come in?
Can I see you tomorrow after school?
Let me see. 4 o'clock would be fine.
Thank you, Doctor.
Are you coming on your own or is your mum coming with you?
I'll be by myself.
I'll see you after school then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Niamh, your soup is getting cold.
All right, Dad, I'm coming.
Is everything all right, love?
Grand.
Are you sure, Niamh? Is there anything wrong in school?
No, everything.
everything is grand.
And you're sure there's nothing bothering you?
Jeez, Dad, everything is grand. What's wrong with you?
So everything is grand, is it?
Yes, Dad, everything is grand.
Everything is grand. So tell me, Niamh, why were you talking to the doctor?
Were you listening to me?
I wasn't listening. I just overheard...
Well, you shouldn't have been listening. Anyway, it's my own business.
Yeah, well, you're under my roof. It's my business too.
Dad, you're losing it. I'm going up to my room.
Yeah, go on, then, go to your room. But you haven't heard the last of this, Niamh. What about your soup?
I'm not hungry.
Typical. No one tells me anything in this house.
Mac.
What's it?
I thought I'd find you here. I called up earlier. Hassel says you were going out for a walk.
Yeah, I came out here to clear my head. You know, my father used to always sit here, Massey, when he was trying to make sense of what was going on around him. It's nice to listen to the sea, to the waves knocking up against the boats. Listen to that.
And how long is he dead now?
Oh, God, it must be near 15 years, Mass.
Is it that long? God, might you remember when we were kids catching the mackerel?
You're right, huh?
They'd nearly jump into the boat. There were so many of them. Happy days. Tell me, did you mention anything to yourself?
Yeah, no, I didn't get a chance. So look, you know what it's like in a house with three women.
I don't know. You can't get
a word in edgeways.
I don't know, and I don't want to find out either. It's bad enough living with me mother. The only time I can get to say something is when she takes a breath. With all the technology nowadays, you'd think they'd have invented a switch that you could turn them off like the telly. I shouldn't be saying that.
No, you shouldn't. Your mother's a saint, Massey, to be putting up with the likes of you.
I know. She's a great woman.
Aye.
I don't know what I'd do to tell you the truth, Mac, if anything happened to her. Tell me, are we going for a pint? Or are we going to sit here all night?
No, not tonight, Massey. Look, I'll make my own way up along.
Oh, and here, Mac, that score I owe you.
What's this, Massey? I'll report this to the priest.
Report what?
That you gave me back money you owed me. Yes, Massey, it's a miracle.
You're hurting my feelings. Here, here's another score.
No, Massey, look, I don't want it.
I should put it into your pocket. There's more than anyone I know what it's like to stand at a bar with no money in your pocket. Can't you give it back to me when you have it? Oh, by the way, that score you gave me yesterday,
yeah?
Didn't I put it on a horse?
Yes,
and he came in at 20-1.
Oh, my God, well done.
Mac, what do you have?
There, give me the usual, Massey.
Mac, 2 pints.
I hope you can pay for it. If you can't, we're going to have a serious falling out.
What's that?
A 50. Where did you get that? Rob a bank?
I had the winner of the 3 o'clock yesterday.
A mug's game. We only hear it when you win.
Oh, shut me. I couldn't see the poor old bookie starve. They must be finding it hard, too. Someone has to give them a few bob to keep them big calves on the road.
By God, that's very kind of you. You're very good.
I can't help it, Mick. Tis my nature.
Here's your change. I've taken 30 to deduct from what you owe on the slate.
Oh, sacred heart, Mac. Do you see what happens when you've a good nature?
Aye.
God, you must listen to thunder.
Mick, come here.
What?
Talking about horses.
Yeah?
Do you hear this one? Do you hear the one about the race
horse? Easy.
Did you hear the one about the race horse owner who didn't like the running of his horse at the corral? He turned to the jockey. Flaherty, could you have raced any faster? Sure I could, says Flaherty. But don't you know, I'm supposed to stay on the horse.
Well done, Massey, well done.
Harbourview is written by Sean O'Neill, with Will O'Brien, Ted O'Brien, Kitty Kenny, Denise O'Brien, Donny Fitzgerald, Jesse O'Brien, and Jennifer McCarthy. Theme music by Caroline Faher, sound engineer Warren Tyvey. Harbourview is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.